Hi, Kathy Kaiser here with Matinee Chat. Lucky for me, I have a cohort in this process of bringing this fun movie excitement to the airwaves. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, Anthony Wise, local.
Yes, W-I-S-E. Sorry, sometimes I talk too fast. But yes, local. Grew up here in St. Louis. Not born here, but I still reek of the twang, so it's a good time.
I like it. Left, came back. Lots of fun.
Multiple places, but finally settled back right down here in a good old STLMO. In the midst of all this progress, I'm very happy for the city. We're making a lot of strides.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we're going to talk about movies. He's going to follow me along in this process. And we're going to talk about a couple big movie blockbusters that hit this weekend. Well, I guess that was a play on word. Two big movies. Maybe Arnold's involved. Maybe Channing Tatum's involved.
Two big hunky guys that I'm big fans of. I can't wait. Although the big question is who has better chest muscles? Arnold in his prime, I think, has to be the best. But I think Channing gives him a run for his money, at least. I mean, Arnie has never had to be in a stripper pole, you know, at any point in time. Wasn't Channing Tatum actually a stripper, like, before he was an actor?
He was.
Exactly. For Arnie's skill with the weights, I got to imagine he's not as good on the pole. So I don't know if I'd give it to Channing Tatum just because I'm a fan of the artistic form of pole dancing.
Right, right.
Or if it's just all about chest physique, which, of course, belongs to Arnold. In his prime, though, not Arnold now.
Personally know anything about pole dancing that you're giving this review?
You know, only steak lunches around pole dancing. Other than that, I'm not very well versed. I just try not to spend too many times on the east side. I don't like crossing the water too much, but, you know, I understand.
Okay. All right. So let's get started with which one you want to start?
I'd like to go with Terminator Phil Collins, or the Phil Collins Terminator, or Terminator Genesis for those that really want to call it that. But I just can't say Genesis without thinking about Phil Collins and the glory that is him.
Okay. And this was our first movie experience together watching the film.
It was. We held hands the entire time.
We did.
It was very comforting. I was worried. I don't like robots.
Okay, you're starting these rumors all around St. Louis for me right away. Thanks, Anthony. That's perfect.
Just trying to put the smile on your face. That's all.
I'm smiling. So what did you think about, you know, the premise of the movie? It took us all the way back to the beginning, 1984.
That it did. It took us all the way back, which was good for me because I've only seen the first two, possibly three movies. So I missed the one. I missed the Christian Bale one.
And I as well, so I guess we won't be commenting on that one.
Not at all, which I hear from other people, though, that was the better one.
And I love Christian Bale, so I probably should have went back and saw that one. But
I like Newsy's Christian Bale when he used to be a dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Something about dancers.
I was going to say, what's the deal with dancing?
I have no idea.
It's I think at some point Anthony's going to be sharing with us his dream of dancing somewhere.
It's going to have to be. You know, I didn't want to be a mean guy. I wanted to be a dancer, but I had to choose a path, and mean guy was where it was going, so... I enjoyed the movie overall with stepping back into the actual Terminator. It felt good because they hit enough of the old stuff to get you to understand the story, you know, fully through all the movies. So for like a new person who's never seen any of them, it's not a bad start. You don't have to worry about, oh, you got to see the first one. Like, kind of like Star Wars, like, oh, how dare you see, you know, any of them without seeing A New Hope first, because that's the original trilogy. We're not going to start with episode one. I thought it was comforting that it could easily, you know, bring you into the story without having to go back to so many different, you know, angles. And, oh, you remember what happened here? Or you remember what happened here? It flowed really well as well. And I like the action was pretty good. The graphics weren't bad. I actually watched Terminator 1 last night on TV, and it was so funny watching the original robot move ever so slowly as it comes for you. And you're just like, I would have gotten away from this. I can't believe this was ever scary in 84. But then you think of the new one, and they're just... you know, moving at the speed of light and throwing things and picking up buses. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm not surviving that one.
I was going to say, you know, maybe that's the development in however many years, 20 plus years of CGI and all that.
Exactly.
Were you going after the whole Star Wars thing? Because, you know, the other critics in town are always on me because they know more Star Wars trivia than me. Is that why you went down that road?
No. You can't watch... It's like, for instance, starting off with Godfather 3. It makes no sense.
I know.
I'm just saying. Just clarifying. This doesn't make any sense. You have to start off with one, all right? Numero uno. Even though number one's number four, but whatever.
That's right.
Go Star Wars.
4, 5, and 6. I know those. 1, 2, and 3. Maybe not so much.
So.
Which is not allowed. So those are on the agenda for this weekend.
What's not allowed?
Star Wars. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah? Well, how American of you?
I'm going to know it all.
You should know it all.
Back to Terminator.
Back to Terminator. What did you think about the movie?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I mean, I thought it was kind of fun seeing Arnold younger again.
I didn't notice, when I watched the last, I didn't notice he didn't have eyebrows in that first one. And I can't remember if he had eyebrows in this one at all when they redid the CGI version of him. I'd be interested to see.
I don't think very much. I don't remember. I mean, he looked pretty well like he looked back in the day. And then, of course, I loved seeing him age. Not only aging like he's aged 20 plus years, but aging in the film as well, as they kept doing their whole time warp thing. And that was the thing that threw me off. That whole, where are we now? What are we doing? What year is it? How about you?
Well, even though it's been a time movie the entire time, I guess it never felt like it was a time traveling movie until this one. It almost felt like Inception-like, because you had to go from this dream or that space to that space. It was almost like Back to the Future meets Terminator, which...
Exactly.
Sounds cool if we had a Doc character, but we didn't have a Doc. And can you imagine if Terminator was just flying around on a hoverboard just going, come on, Doc! You know, I can't do a Marty McFly impersonation. That's the best I could do, really.
Seriously?
I wish I could do one. I'm a big fan of that movie. Anyways, the one thing I did, I thought the time traveling was fun. I didn't find it overly confusing.
Some of the
puns were a little too cheese. And I get it. It's supposed to be cheesy puns and full of one-liners. But I just don't feel like the first two movies had too many one-liners outside of Hasta la vista, baby, and I'll be back. Right. Those are the only two puns.
And you said both of them for me, so you left me totally out in the...
I know. I left you out with nothing.
Out in the lurch now.
But they covered both in the movie, I believe. But that was it. Like, those are the two main puns that I recall. And then I think all these extra ones just felt extra to me. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe that makes me too much of a traditionalist.
Well, I think that we are all anticipating, oh, the perfect one-liners are coming. And then once they used the two that everyone knew, they had to try to recreate that whole persona for Arnold.
Theoretically.
It didn't work, right?
Theoretically. That's all he says the entire movie, which is still fine. Arnie was cute. He did show more emotion as a robot, you know, this time around than, of course, in the first couple movies where he did a pretty good robot. But then again, he didn't master the English language then as he does now. And mastery is a loose word, obviously. but I enjoyed it. It was a good just takeaway. If you really get into it, it does take you away, and the action scenes are really cool. And it's also somewhat frightening because, I mean, that is more or less the world that we're going to, where everything's going to be connected.
I was going to say, actually, the premise of the movie was scary for me because, you know, I mean, that is the evolution of our society. And as scary movies are, when I see things that quite possibly could happen, that's really scary for me.
Creepy.
Yeah.
It's super creepy.
So what'd you think about Emilia Clarke?
I'm assuming she was the young girl. Okay. I didn't know her first name.
Yes,
that's a great
name.
You don't hear Emilia too much anymore. No, Way to go, her.
Clarke. And, you know, English, Game of Thrones is where they pulled her from.
Oh, see, I don't watch it either. I heard there's just way too much... how do I put this? Nude phallic parts just flopping around, and so I have chosen not to watch that. And plus, I don't have HBO, so I don't have the luxury of watching it. But
we're gonna have to get you Netflix.
But here, well,
so
I got Netflix.
There you go.
I actually do have an HBO Go account now, but I still haven't dabbled down it. Anyways, I thought she was good. She did a pretty good job. And my favorite part is the fact that she actually looked like Sarah Connor back in the '84 movie, which I thought was pretty good. Younger version of her still, but even then, so had enough facial features to make me believe that she was related or that she was, you know,
and she's
just the younger version.
Beautiful. And I agree that she did a really good job with the fact that, you know, she did look a lot like Linda.
And I cannot believe that you said she was British. I didn't see that one coming. I thought she was just a good old American girl. Why is it that British actors can do English accents so well, or like American English? That blows my mind
sometimes.
She has
that beautiful smile that I'm sure was drawing you in the entire time.
Yeah, I'm sure I was looking at that smile the entire time, sure.
Exactly.
Especially during the locker room scene. I was definitely just looking at the smile the entire time.
I knew it. It was the smile.
It was the smile. It draws me in every single time.
I think we talked about that night. I had maybe one aversion to her in the movie. Do you remember what I said?
Yes, I was going to bring that up. The fact that she was pretty young and at the end had that kissing scene with definitely an older gentleman. However, since it was foretold, I guess that was their excuse to make it okay.
Yes.
Not that we need to be here, you know, is she 18 years old, police, you know, on a movie critic situation, but
No, and that's not my forte, and you know me.
No. We're both believers in the law. We're just not going to be. we're not fickle and picky about it. It's just, it was an interesting decision to. I guess the kiss was going to happen, but she did look super young, and it was almost like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was just a little creepyish.
Creepy porn.
No.
But it was still, that was just one part. I didn't take away from the rest of it. I think a lot of the crappy puns were a lot worse than that scene for me, but I understand, with writers. It was just a writer's strike, a couple of years back. Maybe not the good writers just haven't come back yet. It could be it. But
that's not it.
Is that not it?
No.
I'm not sure.
I'm telling you, they were trying to give Arnold those one-liners that, 20 years later we can say, I'll be back, and it works. That's how I started off my review, and he is back. They were just trying to give him more material that he could carry for the next 20 years since he's trying to resurrect his career.
I heard they're supposed to make another Kindergarten Cop. I just don't know if it's going to be with him or not. Another good movie with him. It's really one of my favorites.
Oh, let's put him and Danny back together.
That would be the all-time dream. I always make references to Junior all the time because I make jokes about being pregnant, which is kind of weird. But anyways, I was always a big fan of their comedy. Was it Twins? Twins was also really good.
Yes.
I love Danny DeVito. He's actually executive producer on Pulp Fiction, of all things. I didn't know that. So every time the movie plays, he gets a chunk of money, I'm sure. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe that's why him and Rita got back together.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
Yes.
I saw a kid the other day whose last name was Perlman. I started wondering if he was related to them because he was kind of short.
We should have asked.
I should have asked.
Said,
I should have asked.
Well, by the way,
through the TV, I would have asked and I would have got a response.
I'm not stalkerish at all, but.
Oh, no. I just want to know. Who is your parents?
So, rating wise, what did you think?
Out of five?
Yeah, we're doing
okay,
out of five.
For not seeing a couple of the movies and diving back in almost, completely not forgetting, but just have to refamiliarize myself with the whole, idea of the movie again, I have to give it a 3.5 because it covered the bases to let people new, viewers understand what was going on. And the action was pretty good. The only bite is, of course, was the crummy dialogue from time to time.
Well, I actually, did you read my review?
I skimmed it.
Okay, because I gave it the exact same
rating.
Yeah,
I thought I saw that.
Yeah, 3.5. Yeah.
What was your reasons compared to mine?
Oh, well, maybe I thought, I enjoyed the action. I enjoyed most of it, like I said, except for the whole time warp thing threw me off periodically. We're 1984, we're in 2017, where are we now type of thing. Luckily, J.K. Simmons was along for the ride, and he kept remembering these people from interacting with them back in the day.
Oh, the State Farm guy.
Yes.
The Oscar winner.
Yes, the State Farm
guy. I still
guy.
Didn't see the Drumming movie, but I want to see that. That actually did look like a good movie, and I like him as an actor. He did a good job. I thought if anybody did a great job, he was really good in the movie.
Absolutely. And he had an insignificant role, technically, but... I really enjoyed him.
Very significant at the end, though, because it got him out of the hospital situation. What, spoiler, what other movies has the guy who played Connor has been in? I can't recall what movies. I know I've seen his face. I just can't remember what movies he was in, the guy who played Connor.
Oh, gosh. Nothing. I'm going to have to...
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, yeah,
we'll have to get back to you on that
one. We'll have to check
IMDb. Although we could stop and just do it and record it later. But no, we're going to just go ahead and let it fly.
All right.
Listeners, if you feel like letting us know, you can tweet us at matineechat or also go to the website matineechat.com.
Yeah, fill us in.
And let us know. Interaction.
That's right.
Tweet us, like us, love us, follow us, poke us, whatever you want to do.
Okay, you can poke Anthony.
Okay, fine. I'm into it, though. It's 2015. I'm into poking. What do you want me to say? So 3.5 for both of us on Terminator, Phil Collins, also known as Terminator Genisys, for those that really want to be, official about it.
That's right. That's right.
The trailer is, of course, up on the blog right now, matineechat.com. Go check that out, as well as the review. And now, of course, the one all the ladies have been waiting for, Magic Mike XXL.
And, of course, I'm the only one that's going to be talking a lot about this one because, poor Anthony, he didn't want to join me to see the movie. I don't know what the deal was. Pulling his man card. I don't know. He's all worried. You guys out there are going to judge him because he went and saw that film.
It's just a work in progress. It's not the fact that, which is funny, it's not the fact that I couldn't see it because of my man card. It was just I'm still ready for dancing movies as much as I made dancing jokes tonight. I just don't care to watch dancing movies. It reminds me too much of...
I don't know why. You could have learned moves. So many moves for the ladies. You really could have learned.
I'm a wall dancer. I'm a two-stepper.
Are you really?
I go to reggae clubs with the intention of dancing slowly because that's just right there with my rhythm. It's nice.
Realize you just picked up a lot of listeners for us explaining that you will ballroom dance.
I'm getting there. It's a work in progress, you know. One day when Dancing the Stars asked me to be on their TV show, then, you know, that's when I'll get my official training. I hear that's the proper way to go. So.
Wait. I can't wait.
These
hidden talents I knew nothing about.
I did talk to some people about the movie. And here at the office, a lot of ladies went to a viewing party together. Ladies only. I didn't even get the invite. So, you know what? I was kind of left out in general. I wasn't even part of the group.
Yeah, last Monday they had an advanced screening, ladies only.
Yeah, that's what they went to. Uh-huh. And they all pretty much said the same thing, that they were just there for the action, bunny ears action in quotations,
Everyone can't see him doing it. Yeah, he's making the quotes, action.
Action.
In the film, yes.
It was action, all the saucy action. So that's what they were there for, and that's what they enjoyed. When I asked them about the story, they were like, yeah, it was there, kind of, sort of, whatever. We were just there for... the chesticles, which is cool. So, in fact, I would keep making a joke that I was Channing Tatum's nipple double in the movie.
Yeah, I think you made that joke when I asked you about the movie. Yeah. Didn't you know I was Channing Tatum's nipple double?
It's actually a stolen joke because it stems from this episode of Friends where Joey gets his start by being Al Pacino's butt double.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it was actually a stolen joke.
One of my favorite shows. Throwing that up already, too. Seriously, Anthony? He's going to give it all away in the first show. Really?
Tribbiani.
Oh. Gotta love Joey. So anyway, movie, Magic Mike XXL.
Tell me about it.
I sat through it.
You sat through it?
Yeah,
I was torturous. You sat still through it, or were you moving all about? You didn't bring any like large vegetables with you, did you?
Oh my God, really? No.
Sorry, that's a lot of the jokes on the internet and the TV I've seen so far. Okay. Is ladies coming out with...
I actually took the really good friend of mine, lives across the street.
Cool. You
know, to see the film. Absolutely wonderful experience, me and her. Watching the film, I wasn't really excited by the storyline. I guess I put too much thought into this. Everybody else is just there for the dancing.
Again, quotations, dancing.
Again, the dancing, yes, in quotes. But yeah, enjoyable, yes. Every lady needs to see it at least once, maybe twice. Magic Mike, I was blessed with seeing six separate times with six separate girlfriends, and no, they didn't twist my arm.
I can't imagine why they would.
Yeah, no. I said okay every time.
I figured they would drag you right along.
Finally, my husband said, really? This is getting a little out of hand.
Well, you know, some of us need attention.
There you go. And maybe Channing was the guy. Maybe he was the man of the hour. But I will tell you, I don't think Channing was the man of the hour this time around.
Who was it?
I think it was Joe.
Joe.
Joe Manganiello. And you gotta love his name in the film.
I was going to say Joe Italiano because I knew it was an Italian last name. I just don't remember what it was. Say Joe Italiano.
Yeah, you know, he has that beautiful woman at home, Sofia Vergara.
Oh, that's who they're married. She's married to.
Not married yet, but engaged. He put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you like it, you know, you got to put a ring on it.
That's right.
Or so I've been told.
That's right. And I don't know if Sophia's been teaching him at home a couple of these moves that he used in the movie, but yeah.
I could see that.
Very nice.
It's a very strong possibility.
Yeah.
She's an awesome
actress. I was going to give her a little credit for, you know, he was definitely the standout character for me in this film. Sorry, Channing.
How did...
No offense meant.
Okay, well then a chest off between Joe, Channing, and his prime Arnie. Who still wins?
Joe still wins.
Joe still wins?
His six-pack is incredible.
Does it look like six-minute abs incredible, or is it talking about like seven-minute abs incredible?
Oh, seven-minute abs.
Oh, wow, that's pretty
incredible. Maybe 10 minute abs.
Puts in some work.
He has.
Take your time. He sounds like a delicacy.
And actually, beyond his dancing, one of the scenes of the film that you actually get to see in the trailer, which you can check out on our website, with the water bottle in the convenience store. Everybody's going to know what I'm talking about, except you. You're looking at me like I'm in a fog.
I don't know. I'm picturing Zoolander right now with them like
they elaborate on that fight. Scene, and that is definitely the most memorable scene for me in the movie, and nobody was even naked. So
I'm picturing that Cindy Crawford Pepsi commercial where that's basically what I'm picturing right now, except it's Joe Manganiello. And I don't see his face, all I see his abs where his face should be. So that's what's going through my head right now. Tell me about Jada Pinkett Smith, because I didn't realize she was in the movie until later. And
She actually plays a old love interest of Channing's.
Ooh.
And hopefully a lot of people who saw Magic Mike will remember Tobias in the film. Well, he's their DJ, maybe the guy who had all the drugs in the first film. Well, he's the DJ now.
Did you air quote drugs? Yeah, were they not real drugs? Were they fake drugs?
Yeah.
They were Hollywood drugs.
And anyway, now you threw me off.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for that.
Drugs.
Drugs. That's a bad word. Anyway.
Don't do it. Just say no.
That's right. Just say no.
Says Ronald Reagan's wife.
Tobias is in an accident. You're throwing me off here, man.
Okay, all right,
Tobias is in an accident, and then they got to find someone to replace him. They can't go to the national stripping competition, which was another
thing that
threw me off. Seriously? A national stripping competition?
It's actually also run by Donald Trump.
Maybe. Possibly.
It
we should
really
check
is.
That out before we start spreading that rumor. Yeah, we should check that out. Donald, are you also doing the stripping competition nationally?
For 2016.
Well, with everything he's been thrown out of, we might have to find him a new job, and we've figured out what it is.
Him and Larry Flint can team up to take down Hugh. It'll be a very exciting change of grace.
That's also very exciting.
I'd watch that movie.
Just that thought process, you would watch.
I'd watch that movie.
Watch that too.
Yeah, it can't be more than an hour and a half. I wouldn't watch it if it was like 2 hours, but I'd watch that for an hour and a half.
There you go.
Sounds funny to me.
Very. That sounds very funny. Okay, now everybody's going to be writing Hollywood. You better start that script writing, buddy.
Oh, I know, right?
He's going to be, yeah. We just gave him the idea.
So there's this movie. We're Larry Flint.
Back to the movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Back to the film at hand, Magic Mike XXL. Yes. Jada Pinkett Smith, she is definitely beautiful. She is definitely the DJ. She is definitely the past love interest of Channing. And I didn't get it. Such a waste of talent. I'm glad she's in the film, but really.
They didn't have a big part for her? She was just there?
She was just kind of there. I mean, you know, her name's Rome. Love the name of her character, but definitely, you know. She has so much more to offer than they let her do in this film.
Well, you know, it was kind of demographic.
And I really think that she became
character.
Part of the film because Jamie Foxx kind of went by the wayside. And
wait,
I think
he's in this one or he was in the first one?
No, he was supposed to be in this one.
Oh.
And we went from Jamie Foxx to Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah.
One of my favorite moments with Jamie Foxx, he was hosting the VMAs in 2001. And he was, this is back when the Chili Peppers were doing a lot of concerts, just wearing socks around their junk.
Yes.
And so he made this joke where he, and they showed a picture of it. He's like, yeah, I used to be the Chili Peppers, but they kicked me out. And he had a sock that was so long, it wrapped around his waist twice and came over his shoulder, like you know, some sort of sack he was carrying.
Gotta love Jamie.
I really wish he was in the movie just for that reason, just to do that whole skit again, because that'd be hilarious. It's like, yeah, I used to be Magic Mike, but they kicked me out. He's just like plugging it over his shoulder.
See, now you're giving him all the content for the next one. Seriously? You are the man. You are the idea man.
I have to stop. You know, I should get paid for some of these.
Exactly.
We'll copyright this podcast and we'll just mark it down like that.
That's
the
right.
Ideas
that's
are
right,
owned
you're
by this.
Giving them all away.
They're ours.
They're
mine.
Ours.
We will keep them.
Notice how he's already saying they're his. My show, his ideas. 20% off the top, buddy, remember?
For sure. I'm right there with you. So what kind of a rating would you give this out of 5?
Oh, I gave it 3.5 out of 5 again. I really loved the first one better. And
rating did you give that one? Sorry to interrupt. What rating did you give that one?
I think I gave it 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't, it wasn't that much off, but I have to say, and I said it in the review too, if you go to matineechat.com and check out the review, bottom line, old school. I wanted them all dancing at the same time, all the routines, all of them at one time. This one, they had their whole single individual competition type dances. I wanted them all at one time. Is that selfish? I think that's selfish.
No, you're just a big fan of Bring It On. You like team competition, you know, team competition.
There you go.
Was there any cheesy punchlines at all? Like, it's already been brought in or anything like that, because that would be hilarious to me.
Oh, no.
No, I wasn't sure.
There wasn't that. No.
How were the tans? Did any of the tans look fake, or they look pretty original?
Pretty real. Pretty real.
That's good.
But then, you know, I was staring at Joe the whole time, and I mean, you know, he's got that Italian stallion skin anyway. Seriously, you know, he's got
to
be.
Even off camera, I was looking off the set. I knew he was there. I just had to keep staring. I wasn't paying attention to the movie. I just kept looking for Joe. It's hilarious.
And the only line that, of course, is in there, and some of the things that I read prior to the movie hitting, they've only been promoting it for how many months now? Six?
It feels like forever.
Eight, yeah. Channing Tatum pulled out of wherever.
Uh-huh. Well, we hope he pulls out.
There you go. Yeah. Are you bangy?
Sure. I'm bangy.
Bangy. What? Bangy. What? Yeah. Yeah. That was a terminology he came that they took through the whole film, and that was them asking one another if they were busy with any particular lady in mind.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I thought that was like a euphemism for stripping. Like, oh, you bangy? Like no. Like that's the strip club gang or something like the bangies. Or the bangers. Or...
No.
Okay, good.
No,
got
sorry.
Lost for a second. Okay, yeah. Well, I haven't seen it, and if I did, I would still probably give it like a 3. You know, it just probably doesn't hit the male demographic well enough. I feel like it could have gotten more Pickett Smith out of it. And this is all without seeing it. I can already tell.
Hey, Amanda Heard's in it.
Who?
Amanda Heard.
Who?
Johnny Depp's lady.
Who?
Of the year. You don't know who Amanda Heard is? Seriously?
I feel like I know the name. I'm getting confused with the girl from The Whole Nine Yards too much. Amanda Pete. That's who I'm thinking of.
No, not her.
No. Yeah, I can't picture the Heard, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't picture the Heard. We'll have to look it up.
Okay, we're going to have to
Listeners, feel free to tweet me at Apache Watch or tweet the show at Matinee Chat and let me know what she looks like. Yeah, feel free. You can berate me all you want to for not knowing.
There you go. He needs to see lots and lots of pictures of Amanda Heard. He will never forget her.
I'll never forget her. Like Shooter McGavin. Oh, now I'm getting the picture.
Uh-oh,
out of nowhere.
Here we go.
Oh, she's cute. I don't remember what else she was in. Oh, no, that's a nice picture.
There you go.
Goodness.
He's
a brunette and a blonde.
IPhone. Mm-hmm.
What a clever image. Okay. Well, get this away from me before I lose track of what I'm doing in life.
I knew you'd be happy once you figured out who she was.
So
she's actually also in the film as maybe Channing's new love interest.
Oh, okay.
So there's a couple things for guys to view.
Is she a stripper too?
No.
Oh, well, that's lame. I want to see that
he
movie
does
where it's
strip
two strippers.
All over her, though. She does make it onto the stage so he can do his thing.
I'm going to try to see a story about two strippers that come together for love and fight through the battles of being strippers that they can really come together as
really?
A big family.
Seriously?
You know, it's like the wrestler, except instead of, you know, him being a wrestler, he's a stripper. Right? Yeah, that sounds good.
Right.
I don't know.
There you go. There
again,
you go.
That idea
again,
might go to the wayside.
Ideas. Yeah, I don't.
That one might go by the wayside. I don't know. It sounds like a good classy picture for Miramax. Maybe they can do it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I think that would be perfect for that studio.
So both reviews up on the website right now, matineechat.com. You can follow us, like us, love us on Twitter, too, at matineechat, and on Facebook at matineechat.com.
No.
Or Facebook.com/MatinateChat. There we go.
At MatinateChat. Twitter at MatinateChat.
And we're going to get an Instagram page, I believe, as well.
We are.
And
this
we're going
to.
It's just going to be covered in popcorn. Every time we get popcorn, it's going to take pictures of it because that's, you know, that's
exactly.
What MatinateChat's all about.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we need an Instagram. We got to let people follow us all over the world.
Follow our popcorn.
Exactly.
Well, this is fun.
Very fun. Glad we got to do this.
Again, feel free to make any comments on the blog post at matineechat.com or tweet us or, you know, send us any sort of message.
Or, you know, once you see Anthony, ladies, you know, there's numerous ways you can find him. Lucky for you that you listen to Matinee Chat.
Yeah, I'm not on Tinder, though, so don't look there.
Good to know.
Just to be clear.
Okay.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Take care.